is up, everybody. Happy Friday. Whew, we made it. Each week seems a little longer than the one before it these days. I don't know about you. I'm always relieved to get to Friday. Going out for the classic Milwaukee fish fry with my folks tonight. Always enjoying that. And I especially enjoy looking forward to every Friday with my colleague, Terry Barr, for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Happy Friday, Terry. How are you?
Oh, Maggie, I agree. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Yes, these weeks, and especially after the holiday, you feel like you're running and running and running, and you can't catch up. But we all get that feeling, and that's why I'm glad we can do a little happiness on Friday at the end of your show.
Yeah, I've done the whole hour more on like the lighter end of the spectrum, Terry. And just before you came on, I was telling people all about the House on the Rock, because it's kind of a fun thing to do because it's so random, and it's like, it's cold out. If you want to just kind of go for a ride and check out some weird Wisconsin attraction, like the House on the Rock fits the bill. Have you been there, my friend?
Oh, I've been there many times. Yes. I cannot get enough of it because you feel every time you go, you discover something even more interesting than the last time.
Absolutely. It's one of those things. It's like the movie Usual Suspects. Like every time I watch it, I pick up something else from it. It's just endlessly entertaining. One of our texters, Judy from Lodi, texting in from WAUK, also is a huge House on the Rock fan. So hello to you, Judy. Thank you for listening and texting. What you got for us this week, Terry?
Well, you just heard a little clip of it as we were coming out of the commercial break.
I was wondering.
Your listeners may know that I am so lucky. I co-host our Max Inc. music radio show every weekend. And we had an 11-year-old Wisconsin girl who just released her debut album. Her name is Paige Kleber.
Aww.
She's from Verona. She writes her own songs, and she writes about big topics sometimes, too. She writes about bullying, and it was based on an episode in her class, and she took the song and played it for her class. How's that for saying,
wow,
I'm not going to put up with this?
Wow.
She wrote about the election, and the chorus in her song was, "We are not going back."
And, I like Paige so already. What is up, Paige? Oh. You got a fan in me.
And she writes about love. Now, again, she's 11. Do you want to listen to any more of her song?
Of course I do, Terry.
Okay. So let's play a little bit more. This is Paige Kleber, 11 years old. Here's one of her songs.
Wow. That's kind of deep. Like, do you know what you want from me? Like, why are you giving me such a hard time? Like, what's your problem is what she's saying, but really nicely. That's incredibly impressive. Incredibly impressive.
We found our own Taylor Swift right here in Wisconsin.
Heck yeah.
I love this. I am so excited to be able to share that song, to share Paige's story with you.
Do you have a link, Terry, that we could put in the show notes from today if anybody wants to listen to a couple more Paige's tunes?
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, I will send that so you can make sure to put that in there. But she has her own website where you can listen to her music, and her name is spelled Paige, P-A-I-G-E, and then Kleber is spelled K-L-E-B-E-R. Weber. Here's the next thing. She's now on the national anthem circuit. We didn't even know this when we talked to her just a week ago. She just did the national anthem at the Bucks game in Milwaukee.
Wow. This girl's going places.
She is going places. She wants to sing at the Brewers, and I knew that would make you and I both very happy.
Of course.
Her big goal is to move to Nashville after high school, and she is going to win a bunch of Grammys.
Oh, I love that. Best of luck to you, Paige. We'll put her website link in the show notes from today's show. You can always find that at civicmedia.us/shows/Maggie Dawn Show. You can check that out. I'm going to listen to some of her stuff. Plus, I love the way how pure and unscrewed up like young people's voices are. They haven't quite destroyed their vocal cords yet. She's not having that little vocal buzz at the end. Very impressive.
No. I'm so happy to share. Just listening to her sing makes me smile, so I hope it makes all of you smile as well. 11 years old, writing her own songs, playing her own guitar, and she knows where she wants to go. It's amazing.
Oh, that's what I needed this Friday.